Welcome back. By now, you should have actually already gone through the initial diagnostic evaluation in which we broke down where you have one voice with three vocal vicinities. We're going to be reviewing that in a little bit, your low voice, your mid, and then your higher, your falsetto, and the four-point method, your four P's. If you have not done that initial evaluation, no worries. We can jump in here today. I'm going to go over it again. But if you haven't done that, I do encourage you, go back, pick that up that initial hour, but do go back and review that. It says a lot. So for today, let's do a quick review of what we covered in that first session. First thing is you have one voice, which encompasses your entire voice. So if you're in a choir and they want to know where you go, what is your part, I actually shy away from that. I discourage people to put yourself in a box, all right? With this training, you should be able to go in and ask them, where do you need me? And then you should go be able to go fill that in. So one voice, three vocal vicinities. We're going to start by taking a breath. You're going to drop into your low voice with a breath. We're just going to vibrate sound. Sounds like this. Your low voice, right? Wherever you are, don't worry if you're landing on the same note with me. Does not matter right now. The next thing we're going to do is jump into your chest voice. Going to sound something like this. Again, starts with breath. Open mouth. Whole nother part of your body up in the chest. And then we're gonna jump into that falsetto area. It sounds a little bit like a siren. You're gonna relax. Don't worry if you can't get there, especially you male singers, male vocalists, don't worry about that. It's a new part in a lot of your body. So don't let that trouble you. It's gonna sound like this. Listen once. Ow, woo, ow, right? So this is just a little review. We're gonna go through it together. And then your four-point method. We talked about your four P's, your first two exercises. We're slowing everything down, connecting you to that diaphragm muscle. Remember, your diaphragm muscle is like an accordion. We are a human accordion. And when we breathe in, you wanna be taking the breath through your nose or mouth, past the lungs, down into the diaphragm. Breath comes all the way down, making this muscle rise and fall. It looks like this. Watch me once. And then we're gonna exhale through the teeth, contracting that muscle. We're gonna do that again in just a little bit when we do our warm-ups. The next piece is the body pulsing. Now again, body pulsing, your second P, we talk about in the first video, it is a natural mechanism. We all have it. You, your family members, your partners, we all have this natural mechanism. When you're running out of air, it really serves us. If you're singing a big ballad or a classic rock piece and you're running out of air, this thing will kick in naturally. Today, we're calling it body pulsing. Sounds like this. Ah, 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 ah. Ah, and there's a number of ways for us to get there. We're going to review that when I get my guest up here today. And then your third P in review, open forward placement. This is what's going on with your jaw, your lips, the shape of your vowels. This is creating space to let all that big sound go. You know what is projection? I call it placement. It's the same thing. It's a matter of taking any energy out of here and moving it out there. This is so, you know, if you're a kid at school, maybe you're in musical theater, your grandma is in the back of the theater and her hearing aids aren't working. This is how you can do that. Cheerleaders, this is a great one for cheerleaders, right, who are always losing their voices. Open forward placement. You learned, we're gonna switch things a little bit. Instead of thinking of these as high notes, we have traditionally called those high notes. I want you instead to start thinking as a vocalist. As a vocalist, these are just big notes. And the way we approach those is with air and energy. More on that in a little bit. If these are high notes, what is this? What are these gonna be? If you said small notes, you're correct. So instead of high, it's big. Instead of low, they're small. They both require air and energy. But one requires air and energy to get up to the note, big notes, or breath and relaxation to get down to the small notes. Are y'all with me? So, just take a nice big breath. Both hands on your belly, take a big breath with me. And then let that go. good. At some point, go, you know, get in front of a mirror. A mirror is a great tool to see what's going on with this, right? And your posture and all that. So for now, are you ready to jump in? I'm gonna bring on my first student today, Gabe. Come on in, man.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So the first thing we're gonna do, we are going to take our viewer, our listener, through a little warm-up using all three vocal vicinities and the four P's. And then we're gonna jump into our song. And in today's video, we're really gonna focus on that breathing and relaxing. That's what we're our focus. So, you know, if you're not hitting the notes, you're not sure about the pitch or the key or timing, let it all go. Don't worry about any of that today, because we're gonna get to that. Today, I just want you to start working on breathing and relaxing. So, in review, we are going to connect all three of those vocal vicinities with a little warm up, a little stretch. We're gonna start with breath. We're gonna do that full range vocal swoop. Okay. So it's gonna sound like this. Watch me once. And then you, the viewer or listener, you're going to do it with Gabe. So I'm gonna call it, and then you're gonna respond it with Gabe. Something you've gotta think about, one of the things that keeps us from doing these workouts is you don't want other people to hear you. Right? That's why you're here. We have to really work with the mental piece of this, right? The physical, I'm here to tell y'all, and you're gonna hear, I'm gonna throw all kinds of fun things in the next six segments. No such thing as tone deaf. So if you think that you're tone deaf or you've been told that, please let it go. Take a breath, breathe into that thought, breathe into that those words, and let it go, because I'm here to tell you there's no such thing as tone deaf. You're here, it's a matter of training your ear and your body. So the first thing is you have to find a place that you feel comfortable to do these exercises. Some of this stuff is really weird, but it works. It's fine to do these in your car if you are listening while you're driving, maybe you're on your way to an audition. Make sure that you're sitting up straight, shoulders over your hips in your car. Of course, driving is your first primary focus, but check your body alignment always, whether sitting or standing. Standing is ideal. Please don't be doing these in a soundproofed closet. It doesn't work with your psychology of your brain. So have fun with this stuff, you guys. Here we go. First activity, we're gonna do a full range vocal swoop. So what we're gonna do, I want you to imagine, if you will, that you're a giant hose. So you're a giant hose and we're a human accordion. You're going to start by drawing, I want you to imagine you're drawing air and energy up from the planet through your feet. You're gonna bring that all the way up through your body. You're gonna release it out the top of your head, and we're gonna come back and land on the planet. I liken it to a giant oak tree, right? Beautiful, beautiful. And those roots coming out of your feet, instead of drawing water and nutrients from the soil, you're actually gonna draw air and energy. It's gonna sound like this. Watch me once. Starts with my breath. Ow. Ow. Try that with me, Gabe. Big breath. Ow. Woo. Ow. Gorgeous. And again. Ow. Woo. Ow. Good. We're going to do three more of those. Ow. Woo. Ow. You're doing great. Keep breathing. Ow. Two more. Awesome. Ow. Woo. Ow. And last one. Ow. Woo. Ow. Beautiful. Well done. So you can see that's kind of a stretch. We're connecting the diaphragm to the vocal cords. We're kind of warming everything up. We're moving energy out of your body. All right. Yeah, it's okay to move around. This is very physical. People think the voice, singing, presenting, presentation skills, it's something that happens up here. It involves your whole body. Okay, next thing we're gonna do, let's review those four P's. So the first one, we start with pant breath. So if you like, I'd love it if you could put both hands on the diaphragm muscle. And so the first thing I just wanna do in review is I just want you to push that muscle out, hands on your diaphragm, pushing the diaphragm out. Now, don't worry about breath yet. Tuck the tummy in, contract that muscle. Good, keep the shoulders relaxed, push the belly out, and then tuck the tummy in. Now we're gonna add breath comes through your nose or mouth, past your lungs, down into the diaphragm. You're gonna fill this up like a balloon with me. Good, now exhale out and squeeze that muscle. Shh, contract. Beautiful, Gabe, breath in. Gorgeous. Exhale out. One more just like that. Big breath. And exhale out. Well done. The next thing we're going to do, now we're going to speed that up. What we're going to do is you're going to start with the breath. And then what we're going to do is contract the whole muscle. You're going to empty all that air out, and then you're going to relax. Contract, relax, contract, and on the five, we're going to let all that air go, all right? Looks like this. Watch me once. Ha, 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 ha. Try that for five. Ha, 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 ha. I love that engagement with the diaphragm. If you're viewing, if you're listening, really make sure that those hands on your diaphragm are rising and falling. Each time you breathe out, ha, there should be a contraction. Your hand should be moving towards your spine. And then we relax while we take the next breath. Ha, 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 ha. Beautiful. Again. Ha, 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 ha. Three more. Ha, 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 ha. Very nice. Ha, 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 ha. And last one. Ha, 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 ha. Good job. Now, as we do these, because our time is so limited in each segment, just because we do an activity for five times or half a dozen times doesn't mean you have to stop there. When you go through the segment, turn that thing off, and as you're going about your day, continue to practice that breathing and all your other activities, right? You can have your earbuds in and you know, while you're doing dishes or laundry or whatever you're doing, keep practicing that activity, all right? You see? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. And you just bring up a great thing. Make sure that sound is coming out of your instrument up here. I've seen this often. Ha, 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 ha. Which is fine. If you're in a place where you can't do this, maybe you're at school studying for an exam or something, you're not going to do that in the library. But you could. Ha, 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 ha. But for the purposes of bringing your voice out, make sure you do it with the sound. So our warm-up today primarily is making sure that you have that diaphragmatic connection to the diaphragm. Remember that as a human being, we are a wind instrument. So you're a human straw, right? We want to keep all your straw unkinked by nice posture, shoulders over your hips, standing up nice and tall. If you're in the car, you're sitting up nice and tall. We are engaging. Our diaphragm is like an accordion. We are engaging that accordion, bringing that air in. And then we need that air to move through the vocal cord muscles to make them vibrate and have sound come out. Our next piece of this segment today is really about breathing and relaxing. Now, before I jump in, we're going to be doing a song in each segment, if not two. They're going to be in certain keys based on whoever I'm working with in that segment. So again, you know, whether you're male, female, trans, whether you are 10-year-old or you're 65, your key is going to change, vary on where you are, you know, hormonally, what's going on with your vocal cords. If you're recovering from a vocal cord injury, keys, we make that work for you. Now, where that doesn't work, if you're going into a choir, I'm sorry to tell you, if you're working with my colleagues, opera singers and trained, in those cases, you do not have the luxury to change your key. That's what differentiates me as a vocal coach, is that we make the key work for you. Today, we're going to be working in the key of G for Gabe. I didn't pick it based on that, but that's the best key for his voice today. Do your best with that key. If you have questions about that, you know how to get a hold of me. We can do a consult. I can help you through that. But for today, do your best and leave the rest. So the first thing we're going to do is about breathing and relaxing. We're going to start with engaging that muscle. I'm going to give Gabe a bell tone or a bell note. I'm going to sing one line, and then he's going to come along with me. Listen once. Wise men say. So this is what I want you to catch before you jump in. We're starting with the breath first. And you're using that air as we sing, wise with three notes. We're going to be contracting that muscle. Listen, watch me once. Oh, you got your mic, good. So let's do that together. Start with a nice breath. Wise men say. Beautiful. So we've really slowed things down. Right now, we're going to start out real slow, and by the end of the song, we'll speed things up a little bit more. But the purpose, again, if we're relaxing, is to really engage the diaphragm. We're gonna breathe, fill the diaphragm at the beginning of each phrase, and then as we sing, we're contracting that muscle. We're gonna keep going. I'm gonna give you bell tone again. We're gonna do that one more time. Okay. You're doing great, right? Watch me once, watch my belly breath, right? Wise men say, good, listen. Watch my breath. Only fools rush in. Breath. Only fools rush in. Gorgeous. Now we're going to drop down. You've got to relax because we're going to drop down to that lower part of the body. But I can't help. Take a breath with me. Relax. But I can't help. Listen once. Falling in love with you. Come with me. Falling in love with you. Beautiful. So what we want you to make sure that you're doing, right, it's that accordion each time before each phrase. You're opening up, you're taking the breath through the nose or mouth. For now, I'd like you to get in the habit of breathing through your mouth. It's a bigger orifice. It's a more efficient breath than wise men say. So use the mouth all the way through. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I'm having a total blast. I'm so glad you're here today. All right, so we're gonna keep going with that. Next verse, shall I stay? Same thing we've already been doing. Listen once, starting with the breath, right? It's about breathing and relaxing. In fact, I want you to wiggle your toes. You can do this if you're in the car and you're driving, wiggle your toes, right? Feel your feet on the planet if you're standing, which by the way, great point. Ideally, you want to do these standing, right? It's just a more efficient all the way around. If you're in a pinch and the only time you can do it is in your LA commute, we know some of you are in your car a long time, totally fine. Just make sure you're sitting up straight. All right, next verse, listen once. So start with my breath. Shall I stay? Try that with me. Shall I stay? Only fools rush in. Belly breath. Only fools rush in. But I can't help. Breath. But I can't help falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. Gorgeous. Now this next piece of the song, the bridge, what's gonna happen, you've got all these vowels and we're gonna do more on this. We're gonna move into the open forward placement. I call it projection. Well, you know it as projection, I call it placement. This is a matter of what's gonna happen with your jaw, with your lips, the shape of your vowels. The next phrase is, like a river flows. This is what we don't want. It's not, the shape is not, like a river flows. All this activity back in the throat. You're gonna drop your jaw. You're gonna use your lips like a horn shape. Think Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, Billy Idol, all right? It's gonna look like this. Watch me once. I start with my breath, and it's a little bit bigger note, too. Right now, we've kind of been hanging out in your lung, your solar plexus. We got down to that sacral area in the body. We're gonna jump up into, for some of you, this might be your belt voice, right? Listen once. Like a river flows. Try that. Like a river flows, good. Surely to the sea, breath. Surely to the sea, nice. Darling, so it goes. Darling, so it goes. Now, they're right here. We're gonna hang out in that big place just a little bit longer. So you're gonna grab your breath, listen. Some things are meant to be. A versus B. Try that with me. Some things are meant to be. Gorgeous. gorgeous. We're going to keep going. Listen once. You're doing great. Take my hand. Try that with me. Take my hand. Take my whole life. Toe breath. Take my whole life. Toe. We're going to relax in that lower part of the voice. For I can't help breath. For I can't help falling in love with you. Falling in love with you. Beautiful. So great job out there. Great job for Gabe. Y'all can give him a hand. And for you, the viewer, couple of things. There's so much to cover in 6 weeks. I'm trying to give you like way more information I possibly can. But for today, a little side note, extra bonus for you today. Microphone technique. Whole class in itself. Real quick, our purposes for today, a practice mic. If you're at home, you have a little home studio set up, you're going to have something similar to this. If you use a workout space or you rent studio space, they're going to have something similar. Shure mics are the thing I find the most standard across the board just for just everyday regular use. If you're going in to record something in the studio, total different animal. Now you're dealing with the sound softeners and your P's and your all this other stuff. So for our purposes today, keeping it really simple. I want to show them again how you were singing in the mic.
Yes.
So this is beautiful, straight on. Now show me ice cream cone. Now what happens if you are using ice cream cone, the sound is going to go right over the top of that microphone. So this is perfect. That's great. Thank you so much, Gabe. All right, let's do a little cool down. I'm going to go back to the vocal swoops. It's going to sound like this. Listen once. We're just shaking our sillies out. You did great. You're so brave. You're so courageous. I'm so glad that you've tuned in. Listen once. We're going to start with belly breath. Ow. Woo. Ow. Nice big breath with me, Gabe. Ow. Woo. Ow. Gorgeous. I want to hear how high, how big can you get? Ow. One more, how low can you go? Ow, woo, ow, beautiful. Well done, thank you so much. And thanks for tuning in. Now your homework, people, you wanna do this five at the most. And this is why, just as important as doing your workouts is vocal rest in between your workouts. You can't go to the gym and lift weights 7 days a week. You need to have some recovery time. So have fun with this. Do your best. Leave the rest. Don't get hung up on any part of this. If you do, you know, send me an email, reach out to my team, and most of all, have a good time with this. Have fun. All right, I'll see you in the next segment.